The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
If you want to get a mortgage or refinance your house or something, it's a great time to do it. We are so thankful for our podcast sponsors, Fellowship Home Loans. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go online, fellowshiphomeloans.com.
You ready for this?
Yes.
This is the Brant Hanson Show, special podcast edition. That's right. Here we are. Everybody's so pumped up about it. Yes. We have music that gets you pumped.
This is good. Rhythmic claps. Okay.
Everybody's excited about a special edition of this.
But we're not talking about sports or anything.
Oh, how about this? All right.
Okay.
Everybody's pumped about the special edition.
This is another special week because we are raising money for Cure this week on the air. So.
On the air.
Yeah.
And that's.
Please pray for that, by the way.
Yeah. No kidding.
It's always, I always feel. Really, and I can only imagine what you feel, is you're really the quarterback of it all, but I always like, Lord, please let us convey how beautiful this is.
Totally. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah, like I never feel like I'm doing enough to tell people. Like I just watched a video. Was it a hospital in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, just opened.
Yeah, and I saw the video and I started tearing up again. Like it's always new to me. Like when you see like they're showing little body on the gurney and you see the doctors that are nationals and they're there and they're talking, like it just, it's always fresh to me that what's happening.
I saw a thing today, I suppose I'd seen this a few years ago, but George Barna had said when he was interviewing younger adults that they couldn't generally name anything in history that the church has done that's positive. Which says a lot about a lot of things.
Yes, it says
things about us as believers. It also says about like no history education whatsoever.
That
like
is correct.
You don't know about hospitals, education, human rights, abolition. Yeah. You don't know any of this stuff.
That's right.
But all that said, like I can see somebody in a contemporary setting who's not aware of things like Cure going, What good are you?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like what are you? What if they just see the entertainment business or the like,
what exactly do you stand for?
Yeah.
That isn't something we already have.
I wish we'd just get more behind it. It's all financially. It's amazing. What a Cure's goal is to double the number of kids served over the next few years and triple it over the next like 10 years.
Wow.
Like, but it's going to take investment.
Yeah.
But I just learned some stuff yesterday, like in each one of the areas that Cure hospitals, the countries that we're in, now people come from other countries, but there's 9 million kids that have correctable disabilities to serve just where the existing hospitals are.
Wow.
So the work is big and I would love to be known for this. So like Sherry says, please pray that people would go, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. And then it won't be a slog. We've had slogs before.
We've had slogs. Oh yeah.
There's been slogging. Yes. I also want to say thank you to everyone who, I guess that Ruth podcast really, people enjoyed that.
Good.
Thank
you. Totally. Dude.
Yeah. I just do it for my nieces and then pass it on to you because I think they're mildly entertaining. But I appreciate, and I passed all of your notes on to my nieces. And then I said, see, you're producing stuff and people are enjoying there. Like,
that's
whoa.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I got a direct message from Kurt who listens. Please tell Sherry, thanks for the Ruth Urban story. I laughed out loud at least 10 times. Also, I'll volunteer to assist in any way for future stories, and I'm willing to contribute $50 for a production cost.
Oh, that's sweet. We're on our way. Wait till I tell my nieces. We got 50 bucks in the pot,
We've
baby.
We've got some seed capital. Venture capitalists. That's really cool. Contribution of $50.
That's sweet. I really do appreciate that.
Thanks to everybody who listens. Got a really sweet note, too. Said, hey, Brant, Sherry, I've been listening to all the special podcasts. I like the theme music. wanted to tell you that you were my lifeline in 2020.
Aww.
I was caring for my mom as she was at the end of her battle with Alzheimer's. And she was with me 5 years. And the last few months were pressure like never before. Mm-hmm. But she just said she walked around and felt like she could put on her earphones and laugh and have some friends who were about Jesus, but also like to laugh about things. And that's it in short. Her name's Allie, some other things too. But I just, Allie, that's such an honor.
It is.
And I told her, like, well, that's the point of doing stuff.
It really is.
To connect.
It is.
Other humans.
And there really is no other point.
There really
I know if I were younger, there would have been other points.
Yeah.
There, you know what I mean? It would have been more about building this and being this and being seen by this and that. But now, as we get older, you just want to add value.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Add value, not subtract it.
Yeah.
Add it.
Yeah.
So, speaking of getting older, mm-hmm. I've done a little experiment here just behind the scenes, and that is I've grown out my graying beard.
Looks nice.
Thank you.
You're not with it?
No. Okay. I actually think it's really cool, mm-hmm. and I want to go all the way with it. Like, okay. I really do.
Yeah.
But the response has been unusually, like, usually somebody will say it looks nice,
yeah.
but I've got, that's the first quick it looks nice I've gotten.
Oh.
And
what are you getting?
I'm getting nothing, and then me pointing out the obvious, and then a pause. I actually thought my wife would mm-hmm. love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was gone for many days, yeah. and then thought she's going to dig this because mm-hmm. just traveling, just let it grow out.
Right, yeah.
And no
digging.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
She said, I was like, you don't like it at all? She's like, well, she's like, you're handsome.
Oh, see.
It's very nice.
That is
but
it's nice.
Like, but okay. I'm just wondering, do you like this?
You couldn't just walk away with handsome.
I like it better than the pirate thing you were doing.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's all
but
positive.
That's not a high bar.
The maniacal pirate.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it looks nice.
Thanks.
I do. Yeah. And what are you going to do? What's the decision
trim
here?
Trim it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, again, it's just been my mom. I was mm-hmm. like, hey, do you like it? You look like Santa Claus. Yeah.
Do you like him?
I just expect.
Well, then this really does not bode well for your whole Gandalf thing. If you can't make this work,
I don't know.
Then you can't.
When it's gonna be okay?
I venture to say it's not.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've not been away from my wife for 8 days
right.
before.
Yeah,
so I had a chance to really go for it.
Yeah,
and it's getting. My shot's Crickets. Getting blocked. okay, so we have, here we go. We have.
Oh, we're wandering over here.
We have some Dilemmystry action going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming over with my jams.
Oh, great.
Got a beard here that's going to be trimmed off here real soon.
The perfect beard for Dilemmystry.
In this awesome setting. And I have my leather double dragons. Double, triple?
Triple.
Triple dragons. Triple. I forgot what gang I'm in.
Somebody came and scraped up a dragon. Who ripped that dragon off you?
We got demoted to double dragons. Remember that video game, though, Double Dragon?
Uh-uh.
These two guys were just walking on the street like this. They just punch people. And,
no, I don't remember that. Was that Sega?
I think it was.
Was it? You know, you and I are the only people in America to remember Sega games.
I remember playing with a kid. He was in middle school. I was like his youth pastor or something at mm-hmm. the time. And so you have two guys. He's one well-muscled
yeah,
guy,
yeah.
and you're a well-muscled guy, and you're taking on these villains, but you just keep yeah. strolling down the street, but you can turn around and punch each other. You don't get any points for it, but they allowed you to do it. And so I would turn
beat
like,
the mess out of your guy.
And I was like, friend. Oh, and he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm sorry.
Turn around and punch him.
And then we'd start walking down the street. I turn around again. Right. I'm sorry.
Youth Pastor Brandt.
Do it like 10 times in a row, gave a pause. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm not supposed to punch you in the face.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Sorry.
It's okay. Double Dragon video.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Wow, we got some heavy Dilemma Street questions coming in here.
Okay. Is this fit? We're mighty jovial.
This might
This
is going to be a tough
wild
transition.
The wild swing over.
Oh, boy. I'm going to pick the lightest one. here.
Okay.
Wow. I'm scrolling through these. We're going to do all of them, but
okay.
But try to for transition purposes, mm-hmm. I'm going to pick the lightest one. Okay. Here's a note from a guy who wants to know how to handle a friend who's definitely like spurning everything Christian now. He's decided he's going the other direction. And so deconstructing everything, way into politics, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he used to be really involved in a church, and he tells me most of the people have turned away, which is pretty heartbreaking. I'm reading here, and frankly, kind of embarrassing.
What the guy? Wait, I'm confused.
This guy used to be involved in a church that this guy's writing about.
Okay.
And saying he's certainly not perfect, but it feels really bad on our end of things, like okay. that, like the church has earned his discredit.
Okay.
In some ways.
Okay.
I feel like I have a lot of ideas. He wants to talk to him about Jesus, basically, again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure where to start. And I'm frankly concerned I'll come across as just another self-righteous and ignorant Christian,
mm-hmm.
which I certainly can be, he writes.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll bring up the Christian versus atheism debate, and it seems like he's trying to arm wrestle and win the argument.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to engage him on issues, but it feels like arm wrestling will further entrench him where he's at. I've considered asking, as he and I discuss religion, if we could do so with the explicit goal of mutual understanding, sort of a seek to understand and be understood thing. Thoughts on this? I'm hoping it might disarm the arm wrestling tendency. So that's the basic question.
Okay.
What do I do? How do I handle this? He's like, should I get him your book, The Truth About Us? Any other resources? I'd love for him to see Jesus harden things. So there's a couple of things that occur to me. Like if somebody's on an honest intellectual journey, maybe they've read certain critical scholars, or they've mm-hmm. read, you know, New Atheists or something. There are certain books that can defeat those arguments.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think people are more emotional than rational.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we think we're rational, but we're not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be rational, but my emotions can fool me and make me go places and that aren't rational. And the toe of the culture is so strong. And unless somebody's rooted and discipled, they're just going to get swept up and going downstream. That's just my mm-hmm, opinion
mm-hmm.
with the culture.
I agree.
You really have to be rooted.
Yeah,
discipleship's got to happen. And the church hasn't really done that for quite a while. Hasn't been good at that.
And now we're getting the fruit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We're like, well, where'd everybody go? What's the deal? Well, I mean,
there weren't any roots.
Yeah. The culture's going the other way. So,
or we were trying to root them in, a building.
Yeah. To take part in our
stuff. In this thing. And they weren't rooted in Jesus. And so, you know, you have something like 2020 that shuts all the buildings down. You know what I mean? Then what really do you have? And that's the discipleship is being rooted in Christ.
Yeah. And so this is happening a lot. I just don't know. I can give you a resource that might be good for you or maybe for other people who are listening who are like, well, I have my own questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fair. If they are intellectual questions, there's a new book out. I just heard an interview with the author. I'm trying to remember his name. I can't, but I remember the name of the book is called The Bedrock of Christianity.
Hmm.
And it's really interesting, and it answers a lot of questions, because you'll hear now when people start deconstructing, you'll hear a lot of things that just aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, really, the Gospels are written, and then Paul comes along, and he changes everything, and he basically invents Christianity, and then it's like, you know, 90 years after the fact, mm-hmm. or 200 years after the fact, and then when they decided that Jesus is risen from the dead, mm-hmm. and everything, like, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close to truth. Some people will even say there really wasn't a Jesus that ever really existed. Like mm-hmm. that's ridiculous from a scholastic standpoint. And honest atheist scholars don't believe it.
Right.
They're like, come on, you're making all of us atheists look dumb when you say there's no Jesus that ever. So this guy in this book engages that.
Justin W. Bass.
Yeah, there you go. Good. He does a great job of dating things historically to say, where's our common ground with somebody who's a historian, who's not a Christian, but what can we establish as common ground?
Mm-hmm.
And when you do the dating work on it, Paul is first. He's the guy that's writing first. Mm-hmm. And he's writing it within a very short period after Jesus' resurrection. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that now.
Yeah.
Very quickly. And he's saying, I'm passing along to you what's been passed on to me. Mm-hmm. And he's got this, it's already like a catechesis or a litany. It's already in 1 Corinthians 15. Mm-hmm. Where he's already saying, Jesus appeared before 500 people. Yeah. Jesus did this. He rose from the dead. He was like, this is within like a decade mm-hmm. of Jesus' life. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's saying, I'm passing this along as I got it. After he has met with Peter and met with these other eyewitnesses to the resurrection, like after his own experience. Mm-hmm. So this guy does a really good job of all of that, like taking an open-minded view of critical scholarship, engaging it, and really setting things straight, I think, in a really, really fair way. Mm-hmm. So that might help you if you are struggling yourself, because I think a lot of times apologetics is about, it's needed for ourselves, mm-hmm. especially when you're in a culture that is so bereft of actual historical knowledge or so, like an idea, a meme can start, mm-hmm. worm its way into your brain and eat away at things like, what do I know?
Yeah.
So a lot of times,
and we're bombarded with information now with social media. So people didn't have that before, that just constant information coming in, and then you click on one thing and then, you know, things just like that start coming in and you're just constantly bombarded.
Constantly. And it's stuff that you, if you're, again, you're not well rooted in it, mm-hmm. you'll hear this. Oh, I never thought about that before. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that thing you just heard isn't true, mm-hmm. but there it is. And everybody's acting like it is like, mm-hmm. duh, yeah. So I think a lot of this stuff is good for you to know. With regard back to this guy's dilemma, I mean, Jerry, you can have a take on this too, but mm-hmm. it's always relationship with people. And it's, we know this is true. You can't control him, but you can be his friend. And I like the idea of engaging and not being offended, but you really have to be in that role if you're talking. Mm-hmm. Like genuinely, you're trying to understand. I think asking questions is a great way to engage people. Mm-hmm. Even pointed ones, or what about this? Like, but people generally like hearing themselves deal with that. And they'll respect you for listening.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else to do. Again, you can't control somebody.
In my relationships, what I have made very clear is that this is not some intellectual study to me. This word, this Christ, this faith is everything to me. And so when you say negative, hurtful things, I want you to know, to me, you're not necessarily just arguing an idea. It is the equivalent of telling me what an idiot my mother is.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
You can say, well, I mean, look at her. She is. Okay. Maybe that's your take on it, but understand my connection to her and how much I love her and what that means, what it means to me. So if you love me and you're my friend, then we can have those discussions, but I need you to understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. And this is for me, everybody's different. So other people may be able to sit down and have that kind of intellectual conversation. I'm not saying that I wouldn't, but it's so, as I told a friend who was arguing scripture with me, do you understand, to me, I cease to exist without this word. I know what he did for me. And I can tell you that, but you saw what he did. So it's hard for me to accept the, you know, the when there's anger and bitterness and resentment in your argument against someone that I love. So that would be the same thing. If someone came and said, you know what Brent did to me? Okay, you better be real careful about how you talk about it. I'm not going to tell you that he did or he didn't. But we need to be careful because that's someone I love. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's something that you could, that's how I have approached it, because I just, it's my whole life.
Yeah. I think that's,
it's my whole life.
Yeah. And I see that as being a potentially productive way. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing too. People have, I hear a lot of people in Islam, for instance, or they're Muslim, so many of them who convert to Christianity, it's not because of an argument. I mean, they literally had a vision from God, and they resisted it, like an obvious, and it's very similar, these visions that happen across the world for mm-hmm. for people in certain settings. Mm-hmm. Like they see Jesus and he tells them who he is and yeah. reveals himself and shares. They know scripture from their visions that they've never read before because they don't have a Bible.
Yeah.
About how he's the way, the truth, and the life because he's saying that to them. Mm-hmm. But it takes sometimes, like I've heard many times from people, like 3 nights in a row. The first night, you're not like, oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. Second, like, whoa, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. We're really resistant. The thing is, God could reveal himself in a pillar of fire
yeah.
to your friend, mm-hmm. and we do what we want.
Yeah, and God allows us.
Yeah, so I think you can have some patience, and if you're there to ask questions and get together, I think it's really cool that he has somebody who loves him that much.
And I think it's what he said was good is, you know, at least sitting down and saying, as friends, can we be respectable to each other?
Yeah.
You know, that I can respect where you're coming from and you respect where I'm coming from and what this means to me. And I respect that you don't believe in it. And can we continue down the same? And that may be a question you have to ask. Can yeah. we continue on a path as a friendship or is this going to be a deal breaker?
Yeah. Right.
And hopefully it's not.
That's a great point. It sounds like it may not be. So we'll see. Well, this was the lightest of.
Oh, man.
The upcoming.
That's the lightest.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
You better have the ice cream truck.
I know.
Queued up there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get the ice cream truck going. Fun is on the way. Yeah, that just puts me in a real space. It was just being real serious. So sorry about that, but it's a good discussion.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.